Christ is arisen from the grave's dark prison. So let our joy rise full and free. Christ our comfort true will be. Alleluia. Were not Christ arisen, then death were still our prison. Now with him to life restored, we praise the Father of our Lord. Alleluia. Christ our comfort true will be. Alleluia.
Hymn 457, Jesus Christ is risen today. We stand and face the cross as it comes to the sanctuary. Hymn 457. and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent of your sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful me.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the resurrection of our Lord and chant the intro.
Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
Thank you.
be with you.
And with my spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 65. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
We chant Psalm 16, bold verse by bold verse.
living among the dead. He is not here, but has risen. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified? On the third day, rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O
Christ. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing hymn 466. You may be seated.
Rise, as a river, say, Alleluia. Rejoice and praise Him, Alleluia.
Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is the living one. In him, we have life. The world is filled with dying and with death. The world is death. Physically, people are dying. Spiritually, they are dead. And eternally, they are dead. We are all dying. But Jesus is living. He gives us physical life for our bodies, spiritual life for our souls, and eternal life in heaven. And so today is all about the living one giving us life in the midst of death, for he himself also died and is raised. Jesus the Christ is the living one. The name Jesus is Yeshua, Jesus, which means Savior. Messiah means Christ, the anointed one. Jesus is the living one, and in him we have life. Jesus arose just as the disciples were told that he would. All his promises are true. We believe his words. Unlike the apostles, who didn't at first believe, we believe the promises of God. So, let us briefly consider, first of all, Jesus Christ crucified and buried. Secondly, Jesus Christ risen from the dead. And thirdly, in Jesus Christ, you too will be raised. Jesus Christ, crucified and buried. The tomb is a place for dead bodies. The body of the Lord Jesus had been scourged with whips, crowned with thorns, pierced with nails, and struck with a sword. His body died and was placed in the tomb. The Son of Man, though he is true God, is also true man. He's the Son of Man who will return in glory upon the clouds, but as true God and true man, he was delivered over. He was betrayed, deserted, and denied. Jesus was handed into the hands of sinful men. Judas, Herod, Pilate, the Jewish leaders, the soldiers. Into their hands he was led and he was crucified. Real nails were pierced in his hands and feet. Real thorns pierced his brow and a real spear struck his side, from which came blood and water. Deuteronomy in Galatians says, "Cursed is the man who was hung upon a tree." This is the mystery of what Christ has done. There's a great exchange. The curse we deserved was placed upon Jesus on the cross, so now that in him his righteousness is placed upon us. That is what happened. The Holy One was cursed, so we unholy ones can be declared righteous in his holiness. He wore rags upon the cross so we can have the royal robe of righteousness. This is why Jesus Christ was crucified and buried. For our justification, for our atonement, as the sacrifice for our sin. Complete forgiveness of our sins. Because Jesus Christ is crucified and buried. But there's more. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. It was the first day of the week, Sunday. It's early dawn. It's still dark. They're waiting for the sun to rise. The women are going to the tomb because on Friday, Nicodemus and Joseph had buried Jesus in a hurry with the burial cloths. And so the women want to continue the job of anointing Jesus' body. But they're getting closer. They're wondering who's going to roll this massive stone from the tomb. And they're perplexed because when they go there, they find the stone has already been rolled away. You know, the angel rolled the stone away. And they look and they see the body of Jesus is gone, and then they are frightened. Two men
dressed in dazzling apparel and white robes, which were the angels. They bowed their faces to the ground. The women were perplexed because the body of Jesus was gone. The angels were perplexed that they didn't remember what Jesus had told them. The angels say, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember, he told you in Galilee on the third day he would rise." The angels wondered, "Why don't you remember Jesus' words? He promised he would be raised, and now he is." You see, Jesus rose in the midst of the night, early in the morning. The stone was not rolled away to let Jesus out. He passed through the tomb. The stone was rolled away so they could look in and see that he was truly risen. Now the women remember their words. So Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James, they return and tell the apostles the words of the angels. Much to the shame of the apostles initially on Sunday morning, they thought it was idle talk, and they did not believe them. Peter rose and ran to the tomb. He saw the burial clothes, and he marveled at what had happened. Ironically, on this joyous day, the apostles themselves in the morning didn't even believe it. You see, the resurrection of Christ happened in space and time. Whether people believe it or not, it happened. Later that night, we know from the Gospels that Jesus would appear in the upper room and show them his hands and side and eat a piece of fish with them. He would appear to Mary Magdalene outside the tomb. He would show them his marks and hands and side. And a week later, even Thomas would see those marks and say, "My Lord and my God." But initially, they themselves did not believe. Here we see that the promises of God are true. Unlike the apostles in that morning, we are gathered here. We believe the promise. Christ truly is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ crucified and buried. Jesus Christ risen from the dead. And what about you? In Jesus Christ, you and I will also be raised. Paul said in the epistle lesson, "If in this life only we've hoped in Christ, we are of all men most to be pitied." What does he mean? Christians are not afraid to say to the world, "If Christ is not risen, you are all wasting your time this morning. Why are you even here?" If Christ is not risen, then all of Christianity can be ignored. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. First fruits of those who sleep. You see, the resurrection of Christ happened in time, in history, in space, in reality. Eyewitnesses saw him risen from the dead, saw the marks and hands and side. Christ has been raised from the dead, and Christ is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Meaning, in the first Adam in the garden, all have died. In Christ, we shall all be made alive. We just confessed in the creed that we believe in the resurrection of the dead. When Christ comes at his coming, we too will be raised. This is the Christian hope. Everyone here has been at a cemetery, and you've seen a hole in the ground, and your loved one lowered down into the dirt, 6 feet under. If Christ is not raised, you're never going to see your loved ones again. They're gone. If Christ is not raised, you're still in your sins. And there's no hope. And in fact, if Christ is not raised, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He delivers the kingdom to God the Father. He destroys all rule and authority and power. He will reign till he places all under his feet. And the last enemy he has destroyed is death. Assuredly, your loved ones will be raised. You will be raised through faith in Christ. In holy baptism, we have been connected to Jesus' death and burial and resurrection. That's what the scripture says.
in the word of absolution you heard this morning that your sins are forgiven. In the Lord's Supper, he gives us his body and blood under the bread and wine for forgiveness of sins. This is the joy that we have that overflows into all of life. It doesn't matter if it's raining on Easter morning. It doesn't matter if you feel good or bad, if you're rich or poor. The joy of Christ's resurrection is assured, is guaranteed, no matter what we face in life. Thus we rejoice as we sing the hymns, knowing that we have, in the midst of death, physical life, spiritual life, and eternal life. This is why we join in the ancient church's proclamation that is being proclaimed all over the world today. I say the Lord is risen, and you say he is risen indeed three times, and then we say, hallelujah, amen. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. May the peace of Christ that surpasses our human understanding guard and keep your hearts in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Please rise for the offertory.
We stand for the prayers. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Holy Lord, mighty God, you have borne the image and the sin of the world and given to us the promise of everlasting life. Receive our thanks for the glorious resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Bring us with him to our own joyful resurrection and the reunion of all your saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you established the Church as the instrument of your saving power and endowed us with the gift of word and sacrament. Embolden us by your Holy Spirit that we may witness and share in trials on behalf of the gospel of Christ, being refreshed by the means of grace. Give us your gifts of your holy word. Give willing ears to hear the word that we proclaim. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, early childhood, campus ministry, and international student ministry. Bless Pastor Sam Bobby and his wife Erica as they serve you in Latvia. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give peace, O Lord, to our homes. Grant us to walk in our baptismal resurrected life through the forgiveness of sins in our homes and in our parishes. This week, bless Elizabeth Amet, Monty Nash, Desmond Keister, and Penny Ruluski as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless our president, all who would make and administer our laws, frustrate the forces of evil, and lead our leaders to guide us in the ways of peace. Guard those who serve in the armed forces, watching over us at home and abroad. May they and government officials serve in honor and integrity. Bring peace to Syria, Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. Bless Calvin and Eli, Gabe, Mike, and Alex, and all those recovering from flooding and tornadoes. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for the birth of Emma Annette Fan to Rachel and Pong Fan, the birth of the daughter April 18th. We thank you for the gift of Emma. Be with this child. Grant that you give this child health as this child is brought to the waters of holy baptism. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give patience and hope to the weary and the afflicted, those who are sick, who are in need of healing and relief. Jerry Hughes, Elliot Thostason, Journey Schoolcraft, and Avery Davis, Sally McNeil, Lina Lee, Korsurik, and Gransberg, Fern Stein, Mike Knox, Steve Ament, and Mike Wente, Steve Bude and Reward, Candy Darmody, Betty Tinney, and Ellen Smith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most Holy Father, this is the feast of victory, the Lamb who was slain and is now raised. Grant that we walk in the path of life and in the fullness of joy in his presence, till we also come to the eternal pleasures at your right hand forevermore. For you, O Father, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, are one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you. Should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company company of heaven. We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take us away, God.
Thank you.
shed for you.
Take and drink the blood of Christ.
The blood of Christ shed for you.
True body, blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Strengthen and preserve you in your faith and body, so to life everlasting, and depart in
peace. Amen.
Take and eat the body of Christ.
The blood of Christ.
Body, blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the truth and the life of the blessed. Depart in peace. Take and eat from the body of Christ. To minister, page 199, we stand to sing.
Glory to thy word, for my
O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled confidently to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.